Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. Make sure you check out my website, Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E.net. When you go there, you're going to be able to find every single place you'll be able to find me online when it comes to social media. I've been trying to let you guys know, I want to hear from you. I know that it sounds like I might be begging, but, you know, one of the greatest things I like about talk radio is being able to interact with your audience. I unfortunately can't do that. I would love to be able to take live phone calls. I know some radio hosts like to say that it's a crutch. Like, you, if you take way too many phone calls. No, I kind of think opposite of that. I really like interacting. I like mixing it up with the callers. I also like not knowing what's coming down the pike. I love doing a little bit of the improv, but if you would like to get a hold of me, there's two ways you can do that. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. I apologize if I sound a little stopped up. Man, I told you guys about this last week. On Wednesday, my mom ended up having her surgery, finally. Everything went really, really well. She is currently staying with her good friend Louise, who is a nurse practitioner. And I thought that would be the best thing because, well, it worked out for the best. I ended up picking up a cold. Now, at first, I was like, oh, here we go. I finally got the coronavirus. I got the coronavirus. This is it. Now, I really wasn't running a temperature. I did not really go get the test to even know. I mean, I really probably could have had COVID and didn't even know about it. But I don't want you to think I'm an anti-vaxxer guy. I really am not. I think a lot of people should get vaccinated. I just have not had mine done yet. You know, I kind of had a little bit of a fear of it. One of the main reasons I was going to get it was because I wanted to make sure that my mom and dad were protected. I also wear a mask pretty much everywhere that I go to. I go into every single place, but I'm a little hesitant right now in getting the vaccination. I really do feel like a lot of this stuff was rushed. I feel like I know that it's very, very low percentage of people are having side effects, but I've been hearing about heart problems and all that stuff that people have been having. And once again, I don't want to get shadow banned because people are thinking that I'm anti-vaccination. I'm not. It's just I don't go around enough. And I'm not around enough people to be able to, you know, pick it up. So I'm pretty good and I like my odds. But my mom had it done. My mom has both of hers. She had the Moderna. My dad ended up having the Moderna like 3 weeks before he died. And that is one of the reasons why that I'm not saying the Moderna shot killed my father. No, I'm not saying that at all. But, I mean, the doctor in the hospital at Advent Health actually did say that he had already seen a couple of cases of people, like, getting extreme dementia right after it. But those people were able to snap out of it. So, who really, really knows? So, I do apologize about my voice and because I sound a little stopped up. But man, I sounded like absolute dog crap this weekend. I also actually have a bet going with somebody. My voiceover talent, not Josh Kale, but my other friend, Amy Sinha. If you want to, amysinha.com. She is a voiceover artist. I actually have a bet going on with her about being able to make it through a show without cursing for 3 days. Because, and it's not like she is like one of these goody two shoes or anything, but she just was wanting to know. It was like, you know, you've done regular type radio, terrestrial radio, pretty much all your life. And now, are you worried that you're going to get into the habit of cursing and you won't be able to get back on regular radio? So we got a little bit of a bet going. We really haven't even like considered or agreed upon like what the other person is going to have to do for payment. No, I'm not trying to be sexual or be sexualizing her or anything like that. No, that's not what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm not, well, I can't even say that word. Is BJ, I could say BJ. It's not like, oh, we're going to trade oral gratification on each other for the loser. No, well, for one, she lives all the way in Wales, so that would be kind of hard to do. But we'll figure out something. So the next 3 days, I'm trying to go and do the show without cursing. So earlier, I gave you my email and phone number, voicemail, on how to be able to get a hold of me. And I like to ask a question of the day. I'm not going to blow up this person's spot because I want to talk to them first, but I also want to help them out. So I also want to begin off by saying I absolutely do not, I'm not judging this person in any way. I actually think it's kind of cool. I wish that I actually had the kind of swagger and confidence to do this sort of thing. But somebody that I know personally, that I've met on one occasion in person, we've texted quite a few times, but this person has been a listener when I was on the Bubba the Love Sponge show, and I met her. Well, come to find out, I was on her Twitter account the other day, and I noticed it said 18 plus. And there was also a tweet that she had sent out the other day, something about taking some bomb-ass nudes. I was like, okay, this is kind of weird, but like, I really don't have a problem. We've all done that. Ooh, I got kind of like weird northern accent there. But what I'm trying to say is that I really have no problem with people that do this. You know how many porn stars, strippers, stuff like that, that I have encountered. And I don't want anybody, because some people are judgmental. And I'm not judgmental at all. Like, I really don't care how you make your money and stuff. Hell, I think prostitution, and I'm not telling you or saying that this person is into prostitution or anything like that. But I found out that this person that I know personally, I wouldn't say very, very well, but we've talked, has an OnlyFans page. Now, if you don't know what OnlyFans is, I know most people will do, but it's kind of like an amateur place where people can post nudes or whatever, and people will pay for it. I guess you could pay per pic. I guess you can be a monthly subscriber. I think you could pay for a year. I don't know exactly how that works, but I was seeing some photos and stuff that she was posting. They were all covered up because, you know, you don't want to give away the goods for free. But I was wanting to approach her, and it's not because I want to get like a free subscription, because I know as a guy, that's how it's going to come off as. But I would like to help her promote her OnlyFans page. Is that creepy of me to do? Have you ever personally known anybody that has an OnlyFans page? And I would like to hear from you. If you could, give me a call, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. Or you can leave me an email, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two Ds, tuddle@gmail.com. Because you know exactly how it's going to come off. Right? Would it be better off for me to just go ahead and buy a month subscription and then ask? Because the reason I'm asking is that I really genuinely want to help this person out by promoting her OnlyFans page. And I got to tell you, this girl is absolutely gorgeous. I've seen pictures of her quite a bit of times. on her Facebook and stuff, because she loves going to all these other places where, you know, tropical places that you would wear bikinis and stuff. And she does. She has an amazing body, but from some of the, you know, censored pictures that I've seen her take, oh my God, almighty. And see, now that makes me sound like a creep. But I also, like, really, like I said, genuinely would like to help her out and promote her page. And I would like to hear from you. Would it make me look like less of a creep and not trying to be some cheapo and trying to get a free subscription or something? Because I really, really am not. Matter of fact, you know what? I would be a goddamn liar if I said that I didn't want to look. But it's also not a big thing for me to look, because I do like this person. We have a great time talking. I think she's a really, really cool person, and treats people nice. I don't think she's like some dirty ass hoe or something like that that's out there just trying to make a quick buck. No, I really think that she's going about this in the right way. And I just wanted to get an opinion from you guys. How should I go about it? Because I don't, like I said, once again, I don't want to be or look like a creepo that's just trying to get a free subscription or something. I genuinely, like I said, want to help her out, because it would be great to see her make some money off of this. And I also would like to hear from you. Have you guys ever, okay, number one, couple of questions here. Number one, have you ever known anybody personally that has an OnlyFans page? Number two, have you ever known somebody personally before they got into being a stripper or into pornography or into OnlyFans, just posting, you know, softcore porn type stuff? That's why I would like to hear from you. Because, and like I said earlier, I've known a lot of strippers and stuff, but I didn't know them before they got into that. Matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it, the girl that I actually lost my virginity to, we were doing this amateur strip competition at the Pink Pony in Daytona Beach. And she actually wanted to, I don't know if she did it to impress me or whatever, but she ended up registering for this amateur strip contest that I guess that the whoever won it was going to get a contract, was going to be like a main stage dancer at the strip club, and I think was going to win a couple grand for it. But she ended up, before we ended up having sex for the first time, she ended up coming down and she entered the amateur strip contest and went out there and she absolutely killed it. And then probably a couple of weeks later, I ended up losing my virginity to this woman. So yes, this has happened to me before, but I would love to hear your stories. Once again, tuttle@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. And I also, listen, see, I got to double insulate myself. I got to flank all sides. I don't want people to think like, oh, I think I can have sex with this woman. No, that's not the case. I want to help her promote her page, because if this is something she's serious about doing, I'm all down for it. I will talk about her stuff every day. I will have Josh Kale. I will have Amy Senhow. I will have whoever it is read a promo or a commercial for her site to be able to play on the Tuttle Daily Podcast every single day just to help a friend out. And before I go to break, something that I want to talk about. I've talked about this before. I absolutely cannot stand the sandhill cranes that are here in the state of Florida, because they're either the most arrogant birds or the dumbest birds in the world, because they will walk right out into the middle of the busiest road intersection. They just do not care. Like, seriously, they really do not care. And I accidentally, listen, I am an animal lover. I love animals, pretty much all animals. And I'll do my best to try to avoid them, but I'm also not going to endanger myself or any other human being to avoid an animal. So I did hit a sandhill crane one time whenever I didn't have anywhere to go, and I felt really, really bad because the thing about sandhill cranes is that they do mate for life. They kind of pair up with each other. And they are noisy as hell. They are so noisy, but they kind of post up around that redneck Oak Hill white trash Sunoco that I tell you about all the time here in Oak Hill. And I don't even know how or why they hang out at that trailer park, but they do. But there's also a very upscale retirement home type place. And this is something, I don't want any of you guys to think that I'm like a tree hugger or whatever, but I do respect the environment. But they just cleared out because this was a really, really nice retirement home. Because my mom has been staying with her friend Louise, who is the nurse practitioner. And this is a like a mobile home park. Now, when I mean mobile home park, none of the places have wheels. These are just mobile homes that have been like put into place. They are not on wheels. You're not going to ever be able to move these places. But just like all these other like development places and stuff, they get greedy and they cleared out a bunch of land. Well, I don't know if this is the case, but they have a bunch of Canadian geese, which is another reason why I don't understand. Canadian geese can fly very well. I don't understand why they're just walking across US 1, which is a very, very busy street, highway, whatever you want to call it, here right on the east coast of Florida. So I'm driving. I'm going to Chick-fil-A because I've been on kind of a kick of getting that grilled chicken egg white with cheese on an English muffin. And I wanted to get food for my mom and Louise that is taking care of my mom. So I'm looking. I'm like, what is this in the road? Is this trash? Is this somebody, a trucker's tire that exploded? No, it's a bunch of Canadian geese walking across the street. I had to slam on brakes. Everybody behind me had to as well, too. But I'm just like, why are you guys not flying? You guys have wings. What I think ended up happening is when they cleared out all the land for this new, like, addition that they wanted to add to this development, they kind of ruined up their, like, nesting area, and they're just crossing the street. And I, unfortunately, when I came back from Chick-fil-A, a couple of them had gotten taken out. And the reason I'm bringing this up, and I got into a little bit of a conversation, and a lot of people, I hate talking about politics because you can't make a statement without people attacking you. But I was talking about what is the most important resource in the state of Florida. And I would like to hear from you guys because a lot of people disagree with me when I say this. What is the most important resource in the state of Florida? And I will claim and I will fight tooth and nail until the day I die. The most important resource in the state of Florida is our water. Water is the most important resource we have here in the state of Florida. And I'll go even back to the BP, the British Petroleum oil spill that they had back in the 2000s or the noughts. I know I'm starting to learn the 2000s are called the noughts. But that oil spill that they had, which lasted like a month, that they could not get to stop with that oil just spewing out into the Gulf of Mexico, how much it absolutely devastated the fishing, the shrimping, the clamming. the tourism. People wanted to go to St. Pete Beach, Clearwater, Fort Myers. And a lot of people don't realize how powerful that Gulf Stream is. That oil came all the way around to the other end. The other thing when it comes to the water here in the state of Florida is Big Sugar. And a lot of people are like, what is Big Sugar? What I mean by Big Sugar is a lot of the sugar in the country that is produced is from the sugarcane farmers down in South Florida. Now, what they ended up doing was they ended up blocking off the natural water flow that leads down into the Everglades. The Everglades ends up clearing out, cleansing a lot of the water that we have here in the state of Florida. And we completely cut that off because the sugarcane farmers wanted that water for their crops. And then they ended up creating these two canals. One leads to the East Coast. One leads to the West Coast to let the flow of water that they're using from all the fertilizer to help their sugarcane grow. And that fertilizer is just going out into the ocean, which is creating a big algae bloom, which is called red tide. And the red tide is killing all the fish. The red tide is killing more manatees this year than any other year out there that we've had in a really, really long time. And I don't want to hear from the people saying, well, because of COVID, well, there weren't as many boaters out there. So that's why we didn't have as many manatee deaths as we did. No, that's not the case. Because a lot of the manatees that are dying right now is because of the algae bloom. The algae bloom is being just, it's like a steroid injection that is creating the algae bloom. It's choking all the oxygen and all the nutrients out of the water, killing the plant life that the manatees are supposed to be eating. And I think we've already had over, what, like 400 manatee deaths here in the state of Florida. And that is more than what we've had in like the last 2 or 3 years combined. And we're not even like, we're a little over halfway through the year. And I will give Ron DeSantis credit, even though I'm not a big fan of Ron DeSantis. But he did do a big bill that did something about clean water, but they still have not stopped what the big sugarcane farmers down in South Florida and what they're doing. They need to be taxing those people. They need to be doing more to protect the water, which is the most important natural resource that we have here in the state of Florida. That is why tourists come here. I know they come here for Disney. I know they come here for the theme parks and stuff, but people do come here for the beaches. And the last thing that a bunch of Brits, the last thing anybody from Europe or Asia or South America want to see is a bunch of dead manatees and fish washing up on the beach in our great state of Florida. I didn't mean to go on a big rant there. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I know that my voice is sounding rougher and rougher as the show goes on, so I do apologize about it. If you would like to help out the cause, you can easily do that by going to my PayPal account. paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. Even if it's a dollar, I write every single person back and thank them personally, because trying to build up that money so I can actually get the studio built that I'm planning on doing. So I'll be able to, like, do a little bit more stuff. I'll be able to maybe take some live phone calls and stuff like that. So go to my PayPal account, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. Now, one person that's not having to ask for money are these rich a-holes that are going to space. I don't understand. Like, I know, like, I'm being a hypocrite by saying I don't even understand why a lot of people are even covering this. Like, Elon's already got this thing figured out. What Richard Branson is doing, what Jeff Bezos is doing. I mean, it's small potatoes compared to what Elon Musk is able to do. Now, I'm not saying that I wish for something bad to happen, but trust me, I would not shed one single tear. I would feel bad for the other people besides, well, I probably wouldn't feel bad either for Jeff Bezos' brother. Now, the old woman that is going up into space, the one that was not allowed to go back in the day because she was too busy cleaning and doing dishes and vacuuming and whatever, having babies. Yeah, she couldn't go. And then this rich little prick, and that's not a curse word, Amy, so this rich little prick from Denmark is getting to go up into space. Yeah, I really am not going to feel that bad if this thing explodes right off the launch pad.
T-minus 2 days before the world's richest man sets sail for space. All systems go for Jeff Bezos and Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket.
The launch crew is ready. The vehicle is ready. The crew is ready.
Also, what was on Jeff Bezos' mind when they created this little rocket? Because it looks like a penis. It does. It's got a bulbous head on top of it. Also, they're not going to be wearing spacesuits because they're like, we're so confident, kind of redundant not to to have to wear a spacesuit up in space. No, no. If there's any cabin pressure loss, yeah, you're definitely going to want to have that spacesuit on, buddy. So good luck. I find this all a little suspicious that he's stepping down as CEO. What if this is the way that Bezos knows he's got some trouble coming down the pike? Maybe like some Jeffrey Epstein type stuff. Like maybe he went out on that island allegedly, and this is the way that he's going to fake his death. I mean, it's pretty genius if you ask me. And if anybody could make it happen, it would be the world's richest man.
And the flight director is ready.
Really want you to come with me.
The crew featuring Bezos, his brother Mark, and the soon-to-be youngest and oldest astronauts.
How are you?
Oh, honey, I couldn't be better.
Also, I know that Bezos, I think he's from Texas. I really do think he's from Texas. But why is it that they look like a bunch of posers? Because he's making everybody on the crew, like, you know, when their ticket, like their little golden ticket is a black cowboy hat. They all look like posers with these black cowboy hats on, even though Bezos and his brother is actually a manly type guy. Bezos, yeah, you cannot pull off the black cowboy hat, my friend.
Wally Funk, one of the few to train for Mercury space missions back in the 1960s, is 82 years old. She'll be joined by 18-year-old Oliver Damon, a last-minute replacement after the original winner of a $28 million auction backed out.
I feel a responsibility because I'm the youngest in space, and to get more people interested in space, and not even just space, but science.
Release. And this kid, he straight up looks like a sociopath, like soon-to-be, like, serial killer. I wouldn't be shocked when this little capsule comes down and he's wearing the head of this old lady on top of his head, because he's going to be the first person to commit murder in space. I mean, that would be, I mean, right there, I know that the kill count wouldn't be like a Ted Bundy or anything, but if you murdered like Jeff Bezos, his brother, and the world's oldest astronaut while you were on space, and you came down and the capsule was just one big bloody mess, you know how I said the ship looks like a big penis? It would be like period sex. You know, everybody's done period sex, I think, once in their life. Yeah, that's exactly what Blue Origin would look like when it splashes down in Texas.
The launch coming just over a week after another billionaire got his astronaut wings. Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic Unity spaceship was the first to soar to the edge of space, giving the crew roughly 4 minutes of near-zero gravity and out-of-this-world views.
It's a complete experience for lifetime.
Blue Origin making it clear their ride is different, starting with a rocket, taking off from West Texas, no support aircraft needed.
How much money are we wasting? Like, this is just a big penis-measuring competition that Elon's already won, and all these other guys, they want to go into space. Like, Elon's already got that thing on lockdown. Couldn't this money, like, that Branson and Bezos is wasting on this rocket stuff go to better use? I know that they donate a lot of money because you gotta realize a lot of these billionaires, they don't donate money because they want to donate money. They donate money because they have to donate money, because if they don't, they're going to get taxed the hell out of it. Hell, you know what? This whole Blue Origin, this whole galactic spaceship that Richard Branson has could all just be a one big tax shelter. Like, seriously, has anybody ever thought about this?
Where Branson skims space, Bezos and company will cross the 62-mile-high Kármán line, recognized internationally as the edge of space. For now, launch time stands at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, Tuesday, July 20th. A date paying tribute to the astronauts who paved the way.
I'm sorry, don't try to get cute with the date. Matter of fact, it's not out of respect. This is one big slap in the face, if you ask me, to do it on the anniversary of something historically that happened when it comes to NASA. These guys actually put their lives on the line because this stuff had never, ever been done before. And you're wanting to compare what some rich billionaire a-hole is doing on his big penis-shaped starship? Yeah, no, it is a slap in the face to all the astronauts that have come before him.
What was accomplished on that historic day when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin stepped on the surface of the moon was an inspiration to me personally, to an entire generation, and to the world.
And come Tuesday, a whole new generation will be watching.
And Morgan's with us now from Van Horn, Texas. So, Morgan, this is the first of what they hope will be many Blue Origin launches, right?
Also, why is Bezos not doing this from Florida? Like, I mean, economically, it is cheaper, easier, safer to do in Florida. I mean, it's already been proven that Florida is one of the best and easiest places to be able to launch a rocket from. So, no, I guess he's wanting to do it in Texas. So, you know what? F you. We don't need you here in Florida. Elon's bringing us all. Elon's getting us all paid.
Yeah, K. Blue Origin says they have plans in place to have two more flights this year. And important to note, they'll be able to reuse the rocket that'll be launched on Tuesday. If everything goes according to plan, those flights should be happening in September or this October.
You know, I am just joking around about, you know, I'm not going to shed a tear if this thing does explode or something goes wrong on liftoff. But I will have a problem if everybody, like, has a more outcry, more people are devastated by this than what they would be from Space Shuttle Columbia or the Challenger explosion. Yeah, I would be really, really pissed off, because those people right there, those are heroes. Those are people that went out, risked their lives, really went into outer space. Didn't have to, you know, we're not just going to the Kármán line or the Kármán line, whatever they called it. It's not even true outer space. So get over yourself. If this thing does explode or something goes wrong, I don't want to hear a big outcry for a billionaire, his brother. You know what? The old lady, I would feel bad for, but I think she really, really wouldn't care because she's at the end of her life. And if it does explode, we get rid of a future-looking serial killer. Just saying, people. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, last segment of today's show. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Actually, my voice is getting better now. How weird is that? But yeah, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and hit that bell button, because that bell button is very, very important. Because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted anytime I go live or upload any new content. Don't forget, let people know. Like, if you're listening to this right now, you really don't need to know that the entire shows are available on YouTube. A lot of people don't even know how to work podcasts, don't even know what a podcast is, but everybody knows about YouTube. So if they want to listen to the show, you can easily do that by going to youtube.com/Tuttle. All right. One of the last stories I wanted to get into, and they just sentenced one of the first Trumpies, one of the Trump supporters that went there. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, this was Antifa disguised as Trump supporters that rushed the Capitol. Maybe so. But, Antifa and all those people, they are smart enough not to get caught. They're smart enough not to have their faces shown. They're smart enough to know that if your cell phone was on, and or hell, even if you had your cell phone on you, I think you were still going to get connected to the government Capitol like telephone thing, because they don't have cell phone service in there. They actually route everybody through their own thing and then they send it out. So that's kind of how they got a lot of these people. But, you know, come to find out, a lot of these Trump supporters, these conservatives, these Republicans are turning out to be big ass pussies. You know, I would have had more respect for you guys if you would have stood up and would have been like, hell yeah, I did it, and I do not apologize for it. But it seems like everybody's apologizing, because guess what? I've talked about this. I've talked about people that hurt women, hurt children, or animals usually have a rough go in prison. Well, I'm going to add to that list Trump supporters. Can you imagine if they were like, hey, what you in for? I rushed the Capitol. Oh, you did? So that means you're a Trump supporter? Come hold this pocket. If you don't know what holding that pocket is, that means you're the dude's bitch. You have to hold his pockets and just follow him around, and he's just going to bid you off to the highest, or he's going to auction you off to the highest bidder, and you're going to be giving up your cornbread. And by cornbread, I mean your BH.
The first Capitol rioter has now been sentenced to prison on felony charges. The image of him seen around the country and the world, for that matter, Paul Allard Hodgkins, captured in this image after breaching the Senate chamber.
I bet all you anti-maskers that were, you know, Trump supporters, bet you wish you would have been wearing those masks then. Like, seriously, like, how do you not know to go into the Capitol building and at least have a mask on? No, you guys, especially the dude that wore the Viking helmet or whatever, that guy right there was easy to pick out of the lineup. So I can't wait for his trial. I don't know if the Republican shaman, they were calling him like a shaman or something. Can't wait for his trial to come up, because I'm sure he's going to get some time. But yeah, they're all going to fold like a bunch of cheap lawn chairs, and they're all going to be, oh, I'm sorry, shouldn't have done it, I should have known better. No, own that. Own that S, bitch. Own it. Own that stuff. Be a man. Own it.
What the judge said to him today about this image, about his role. Here's our senior national correspondent, Terry Moran, tonight.
Paul Hodgkins joined the mob that stormed the Capitol, and he made it all the way to the floor of the U.S. Senate, as you can see in this video captured by Luke Mogelson of The New Yorker.
This is our nation, not theirs.
Look, I'm not shedding any tears for that chick that ended up getting shot getting some lead put right into her chest when she was trying to climb through that window. How is this guy not getting shot? How is this guy on the Senate floor saying that it's not our, it's ours, which, I mean, technically it is ours, but you just got to know better. Like, wouldn't it have saved us a bunch of money if we would have, if this guy just would have gotten shot and killed and we wouldn't have to be, like, having all these trials? We could just be having funerals, burying them in unmarked graves and just pissing on it. Well, doing whatever you want to do. We can get one of those, like, dancing robots. You know, that's also the other scary thing. That Boston tech company up there. I know it's a little bit of an older video, but it was trending yesterday. And that is scary as hell. Seeing a bunch of robots synchronizing, dancing with each other to rhythm. By the way, way better dancers than I am. And everybody's like, oh, well, what's the big deal about a robot being able to dance to rhythm? That means once they kill us, once they become self-aware, they'll be able to dance on our graves. I mean, it's plain and simple. They will be able to dance on our graves.
Hodgkins, who brought goggles, glove, and a rope with him, pled guilty to one felony count of obstruction.
All right, hear me out. Like, even though I'm not an attorney, but if I wasn't a defense attorney, I could easily, because a lot of people are going to say, well, the rope, the goggles, the gloves, all that stuff, that was used to, like, kidnap somebody. No, Your Honor. No, my client has a sexual fetish of autoerotic asphyxiation. You know that thing where people love to, like, hang themselves and masturbate and try to push it right to the edge? Because they say that the orgasm is supposed to be absolutely brilliant when you do that. But you're supposed to put a lemon slice or something like that in your mouth to kind of wake you up a little bit. I don't even know if that works. But we've lost some people doing that. You know, I'm not saying Robin Williams did that. Who knows? Robin Williams could have. Now, we do know that David Carradine was doing that. And then that guy, Michael Hutchins, yeah, he did it as well, too. So, yeah, I could easily get this guy off of, like, kidnapping charges or conspiracy to commit kidnapping. Because I just say, Your Honor, he wanted to masturbate while hanging himself on the Senate floor.
An official proceeding, admitting he was trying to stop the constitutional process of Congress certifying the election. In sentencing Hodgkins today, federal judge Randolph Moss noted that he was also carrying a Trump flag. This symbolism is unmistakable, the judge declared. In that act, he captured the threat to democracy we all witnessed. He was staking a claim on the floor of the U.S. Senate, not with an American flag, but with the flag of a single individual over the nation. Hodgkins, who prosecutors acknowledge committed no act of violence, spoke with remorse and regret. I put passion before my principles, which resulted in me violating the law for the first time in my life, he said, adding, I wish to state that I completely acknowledge and accept that Joseph R. Biden Jr. is rightfully and respectfully the President of the United States.
Well, that guy won't be welcome to any of the future Trump parties. I'm just saying, because he just admitted that Biden is number 46. He is our president. Let's stop being a bitch. You didn't have any, you don't have any remorse. You're just telling the judge, like any child, like a child will tell their parents anything that they want to hear, just not to get an ass whooping. I would lie through my teeth. Yes, Dad, I know that I did wrong. I'm sorry. I should have never done that. I know that you care about me. You're a good parent. You've done more. Like you've taught me well enough that I shouldn't have done that. And it was a lapse of judgment in my part. And whatever you do to me, Dad, I absolutely deserve it. No. This guy, these pussies are all, I know that he's still having to do jail time, but you know what? Get up there. If you're such a patriot, do you think that the Patriots back, well, not the New England Patriots, because they're a bunch of cheaters, but I'm talking about the original Patriots that defeated the Brits back in the day. Do you think if they would have gotten caught, well, who knows? Maybe they would have folded like a cheap lawn chair as well, too. But I figure that they're more men. And they would have been like, you know what? F you. F the queen. The guy would have squatted and taken a big dump right on the Union Jack. No, the Union Jack is the Australians. Whatever the flag is. And then wiped your ass with a British paper note that has the queen's face on it. Maybe it was a king at the time. Who knows? But you get the picture. I'm saying the original Patriots, not the one led by Bill Belichick. I'm talking about the ones that beat the Brits. They wouldn't have folded. No, they would not have folded at all.
Prosecutors wanted the sentence of 18 months in prison. The defense asked for house arrest. In the end, Judge Moss sentenced Hodgkins to 8 months in prison, 2 years probation.
I'm not saying everybody in prison is gay. Like, people think that, because you're in prison and you have sex with a man, that makes you gay. I mean, it is a gay act, but it does not make you gay. But I'm telling you right now, this guy, that 8 months, he's going to have to be segregated from the rest of the crew. Because can you imagine on day one when this guy hits the gin pop floor, like when he's walking around out in the yard and there's like some big, buff, oiled up, sweaty African-American dudes that have been just pumping iron all day. Yeah, they're going to be like, yeah, let me get some of that Trump supporter BH, buddy. Yes, they would. It would be a badge of honor to have a Trump supporter and make them hold your pockets and just trade them like for cigarettes. Hey, I'll take a carton of cigarettes and you can have this bitch ass Trump supporter for a week. All right, deal. Yes, it would happen. I'm telling you, if they put him in general population, his BH will be stretched out like a football.
All right, Terry Moran live in Washington tonight. And Terry, more than 200 people we know have been charged with felonies stemming from...
By the way, what other show are you going to get that type of commentary from? Like, you're not going to get any other podcast that's going to give you commentary talking about, the serial killer being up in Blue Origin, coming back and wearing the heads of Jeff Bezos, an old lady, and his brother. No, you're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear on any other show that the capsule is going to look like the penis that it is after period sex. You're not going to hear any other show talking about, Trump supporters, BH getting sold for cigarettes in jail. No, you're not going to hear that. Not going to hear that at all. But no, I can't get on the radio. Can't get on the radio because I've been blacklisted, even though some of the other radio shows that I've worked on have done the same exact things that I've done, but it's all about who you know, I guess. Anyways, I digress.
The attack on the Capitol and this first sentence today could perhaps give a sense of the level of punishment that might be possible in some of these cases.
That's right, David. And many of the people who attacked this Capitol trying to stop the election, they face much more serious charges, weapons charges, assaulting police officers and the like. And based on the sentence that Paul Hodgkins received today, they are looking at hard time in federal prison.
Hell yeah. Hard, stiff, thick, and long, hard time in prison. And guess what? They all deserve it. They really, really do. Like, seriously. I would have way, way more respect. I'd be like, you know what? You are a patriot. You believed in what you were doing. But nope. First sign of jail time. You want to know why they're folding? Because they know what I know. They know if they go to jail, their BHs are in danger. BH will make you fold like a cheap lawn chair. All right, guys. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to it, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you go to my website, Tuttle.net, where you'll be able to find every single place you can find me online on social media. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show, everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds.net.
Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.